Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the third and final hour of the show. It is a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. And this time of the day means one thing and one thing only. It is, of course, time to take a closer look at our financial life, that is, or should I say, our state of finances and everything surrounding or affecting our finances. So it is that time of the day. Like I said, I'm not flying so low. I've got with me the lady behind all matters pertaining to finance. Blessing Dabula. Good afternoon, sweetie.
Good afternoon, Luco, and good afternoon to the listeners.
How are you doing today?
How are you doing, Petey?
Okay, who must answer? Let me answer first. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm very good. So happy to be here.
Oh, man.
People once again.
Absolutely lovely to have you with me today. I did say for today's topic, one needs to kind of slunch back on their seat and be ready, because it could just be a bit of a rough ride. because for some people, it's a sensitive one. For some people, it's a, hey, yeah, gotta do it. What are we talking about? Let me not let the cat out of the bag. I did actually earlier on, let me confess. But what are we talking about today?
We're talking about black tax and how to navigate it. You know, like, a lot of people make black tax to be such a negative thing, you know, like to talk about. But if you look at the positives of black tax, and if you navigate it properly, you actually enjoy. Because there are blessings. We are spiritual beings.
Yeah, yeah.
Blessings, you know, when you look at the positives of black tax.
They are used. They are blessings.
Yes, yeah. They are me, you know. But it's only if you don't know how to navigate it, and then it affects your mental health, it affects your financial health, that it doesn't become a blessing, it becomes
a burden.
This burden and this curse. So we're going to look at both the pros and the cons of black tax and how you can navigate it properly
I used to say blessing. I hate the term black tax because it insinuates that it's such a painful thing to do.
Yeah.
But I think the more I also just navigate life, I realize it could be okay to use it, because for some people, tax is an obligation. It's nothing painful, as much as, yes, sometimes you say it's a bit hefty
also
here and there.
When you hear that word tax.
Tax, exactly. That's what
you
I'm
know,
saying.
A lot of people, they just, you talk about tax, you talk here about SARS.
Exactly.
You talk about this monster called SARS, and SARS is not a monster.
Exactly
tax
my
is
point.
Not a monster.
Yeah.
So, it depends on the eyes that you use in saying it.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to show you the positive ways of looking at it.
That's what I'm saying.
Enjoy the benefits of
That's what I'm saying, Blessing. For some people, paying tax is a painful experience, while for some, they understand the duty that one has to cough up tax. And so they don't do it with heavy hearts, because they know that they need to play a duty as citizens. And I think that's also a point we need to get to as people. But I think also, Mina, and this is my theory, before you get into it, Blessing Oguti, what also makes it painful and difficult, I picked up with a lot, is when there is a heavy expectation. You know, Mina, I always make an example and say,
because
if I had
that's
to,
where are we gonna get to where we talk about boundaries? Because you need to because now when it gets where you can't meet everyone's expectations on your small income.
Exactly my point.
Let me define it first. What are we talking about when you're talking about black tax?
It's
not a government tax, please.
Exactly.
you're not gonna pay and then submit returns on black tax. It's just a word that has been given to giving back. You know, if your parents have raised you, taking you to school, especially most of the time, firstborns find themselves having this responsibility to take care of their siblings,
yeah,
or to take care of their cousins, or to even to take care of their parents. Now, when your parents have retired, they no longer can do a lot of things that they used to do when you were young. Now you have this burden over you. That's black text, that of giving back. Look at it as giving back. Don't look at it as a need.
As a forced obligation.
Don't look at it as you are forced to do it. Because there are people who don't do it.
Exactly.
And it doesn't mean they don't prosper for not doing it. They still prosper. But God's blessing in prospering us, there's definitely a difference in how God will prosper you as you are giving back to your family or to your community. Let's not only limit it to our families. Your community, coming from a very impoverished village, you know that you are the only one who has a degree. What can you do now that you are well-educated, you are earning well, you know that your neighbors, for example, they hardly have anything to eat. Isn't there something? So like that's now taking it beyond.
Okay.
That's what they call black tax, is where you feel like I'm taking responsibility to uplift this community, to uplift my family, to uplift my brothers. Can you still help hear me?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. To uplift my brothers and my sisters who may not necessarily have.
And be in the position that I'm in now.
And be in the position that I'm in.
Mm.
So, for example, if your parents have taken you to school, you are now well-educated, you are earning quite a lot. You can't sit and be watching your brothers. They can't go to school. Because your parents are not working, they don't have money. You can't keep quiet when you know that there's no food for your siblings at home. Yet you are staying in Johannesburg, in Sandton, and you have 3 course meals that are ready for you and for your children. And you don't know what is happening. That's wrong. It must come to an end.
Yeah.
That's wrong. you can't boast about that prosperity. And yet you do not know what others at home are living on. You understand? That's basically, in a layman's language, what black tax is. You know? What are the benefits of it? It's family upliftment or the community upliftment. So you helping your family to access maybe better housing. You know, since you grew up in that heart, you're even afraid to take your friends and drive for December.
Because you've done nothing.
Because you know you've done nothing. Yet your house, you've got snag kettles, snag this. But when you go home, you even yourself, you feel embarrassed in the cups that you drink in. You need to do something about it.
Yeah.
You need to make a plan. If you know blessing, you know that she always talks about
making a plan.
Financial planning, because you need to plan it.
And
then the sense of responsibility for your family and your community. Ubuntu values.
Ubuntu, exactly.
Ubuntu values. I am because we are. You are because your parents had to give up certain pleasures and treasures so that you could have the kind of education, you could have the kind of business you have. There's a story I listened to of the former, what's his name? The Judicial Commission that just retired.
Yes.
I heard his story of how...
Judge Mazanga?
Judge Zondo.
Oh, Zondo. Judge Zondo, okay.
Yes. I heard of his story at his retirement farewell party, how he had a very impoverished young life, you know? Like, he couldn't afford to go to university. And somebody in in the neighborhood who had resources, helped him to send him money every month at university. And when he remembered, he went back. When he now like was doing well, he went back to say thank you and pay the money. And the guy was like, no, it's okay. Paid forward, you know, paid forward to others who are also needing the same thing. I'm also a beneficiary of that.
Yeah.
At university, I had someone like, I mean, I was doing very well in accounting, math, and I really was struggling. I will not be afraid to show you. I was struggling at Rand Afrikaans University. And one day, like, my dean really didn't want to get rid of me. One day he called me and he's like, there's somebody that has offered to help with finances.
Wow, bless him.
I mean, I was able to have a place to stay close to university, have groceries on a market. That's paying it forward. That somebody also apparently had gone through the similar things that I was going
through. Wow. Sure.
That's now uplifting not only your family, uplifting the community.
Paying it forward, like you say.
Paying it forward. Sure. What are the cons, the disadvantages of it? It's whereby you feel the financial pressure really as the one who is doing it, where you feel like there's so much, you spoke about it, there's so much expectations from your family members.
Yeah.
But the Maya is on the 25th that you are getting paid.
No, wait. No, that's better.
Yes,
it's better for them to know you are getting paid on the 25th. I had a friend whose mom would even borrow money or and go to town on the day her daughter gets paid, even before she sent the money. And if she delays, she would shout at her. And I'm like,
those expectations. They're now putting pressure on the child. The child wants to do so. It's also like speaking to the beneficiaries, either the children or the parents who are listening right now. Don't put pressure on the child.
Exactly.
Let's say the child just started working, has not been working, has been looking for a job, and that 25,000 rand, right? And when that 25,000 rand, she's got her own personal things that she needs to do.
Exactly.
And she also still needs to take care of family at home. So you can now put so much pressure off your own expectations. Those are the pressures. Those are the cons now of wanting to do this good thing, but you are feeling like
there's a heavy expectation on me. Exactly.
And it's delayed personal goals, whereby you feel like you would like to buy property, you'd like to start a family, you'd like to have a baby, you'd like to get married, you'd like to continue with your studies, but you have to postpone them because there's this brother of yours that needs to go to university for 3 or 5 years up until he becomes what he wants to be. You understand? So it's kind of like 3 years or 5 years of delay that on your own personal goals.
Exactly.
Emotional stretch. Feeling, you know, like some people can have guilt. You are doing it out of guilt. Even the Bible, even God doesn't want us to give out of fear. He says he loves a cheerful giver. You feel resentment when you're thinking about giving this money to your parents. You're feeling resentment. Imagine if your parents also felt the same way.
And
there's pressure from...
I just wanted to weigh in on this. You know, someone is probably thinking, God, they had to take care of me, because we've got this tendency of saying our parents had to take care of us, which they did. They brought us on earth. But if you think about it, the things they went far and beyond what was their obligation. And it always takes me to the scripture in 1 Timothy, verse 4 in particular, says, but if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show pity at home and to repay their parents. For this is good and acceptable before God. And let's jump to verse 8. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So some of these things are not just, hey, this is fundile, it's an expectation. It's scriptural.
And also, like, you know, like some people, their prayers, they've been, somebody may be sitting, has been getting jobs, and 3 months, you don't have a job, 3 months. even God is asking himself, bro, do you know how your parents struggled to get you to have the kind of degree that you are having? But every time you are working, you're not showing gratitude to your parents by doing that little thing. That's one thing that you can afford in that small amount of money. You're not doing anything. And therefore, you find yourself, you never keep the job because the blessing is just not flowing into you, you know? So, the cons, there are so many of the disadvantages of it. I'm going to look at the positive one. Set boundaries on the things that you can afford to do. So obviously now you're going to have to set boundaries with your parents. You can't have the parents. You need to stop your mom from coming to your office because of funa imali, 50% of your salary. You can't.
That's true. That's true. And don't take up something. Don't take up something that's going to be too much for you.
Exactly. So you need to set those boundaries. And the boundaries, sometimes we as parents, we don't get it when our children are saying, I can't afford to do this. This is what I can afford. If it comes to a point, open up, do a spreadsheet and show the parents. This is what you are doing with your finances. These are the goals that you have. These are the things that you want to do. But this is what you can only afford to do for the family.
Exactly.
Right now. So the second part, which is we've already spoken about it, is creating a financial plan.
Have a plan.
You can even sit, You can even sit with the family, if you feel like, you know what, I can't afford to do this 5,000 rand on a monthly basis. Plan with them together.
Okay.
You sit down with your siblings that you need to take care of. This is what I can afford to do. And let them bounce ideas. What can we do? Can we maybe have like some side hustle happening? Maybe the brother is selling sweets or selling whatever. And then obviously you're going to cough up the money, the startup money for that thing that you're going to do. That's going to add on what you are going to still be sending
okay.
to the family. So that you don't have to, you see, maybe they also really have a need for asking for that 5,000 rand. But you can't stretch yourself beyond the 3,000 maybe that you are giving. It happens also even with somebody who has children outside marriage. Their father really wants to maintain the children. But the baby mama is asking for a lot of money. And she knows, she really needs that 5,000 rand that she's asking for. Because she knows the needs of the child in the house. Right? Bounce ideas together. What can we do extra? But obviously, you need to involve, if you're married, you need to involve your wife as well.
Yeah, true.
You can't be having such kind of conversation outside.
That's so true.
You know, one, some other bouncing ideas that you can have, invest in income producing assets.
You could buy a
car that you guys, somebody, one of your brothers who's not working is going to drive as an Uber.
Okay.
You register it as an Uber and make that extra income for the family.
Exactly.
But it's something that you obviously going to have to monitor.
Say that again.
The money that the brother is doing is really being used for that thing. So
what
the
it's
money
purposed
that the
for.
Uber is making, the Uber, the car is paying itself and is able to also bring in some form of income. You understand?
Yep.
You're trying to help your family and get your family out of poverty.
There must be a way and a strategy and other than them depending fully on you.
Exactly. So these are the things that you will have. There are so many others, obviously, of pros and cons. But I will not go deep into them like right now because of time, you know.
But okay.
You need to make sure that don't look at black text as some curse.
Yeah.
Navigate around it, including your family, the people that you are sending the money to.
And they need to understand.
My daughter, for example, just making an example, I take care of her. Some months whereby I know I cannot send her, even my mom, on a month that I know I cannot send her the exact amount of money that I normally send her.
Mm.
I communicate with her in advance.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what I need to do this month. I'm not going to be able to send the
So they can all, they can also adjust and see
they
where to cut off.
They can also adjust. So communication is very key.
Yeah.
They can also adjust on their side because they know. They know on months whereby things are going very well, I send them even far better than what I normally would send.
That's
them.
True. I like what you're saying. So yeah. Communicate. Don't just decide. Yes, it's your money, but when you are living with people and this is how you do things, think about it. If you give her, let's say for argument's sake, $3,000 a month, and she already plans with the things, she must also know where to adjust and where she'll cover when. But if you don't communicate, izomshayana.
Yeah. Is on fire. And also, I think another thing I wanted to add as one of the cons, to track their spending as well. For example, I know that my daughter must always save for months whereby I cannot send her that full amount. She knows that she can go and tap into her emergency savings. Right? You are teaching your family these things. These financial tools that are going to help, they will help your brother who's still now at high school, you know, where on a month whereby you cannot assist. Or, I mean, things happen, unemployment can happen whilst you are really doing very well as a big brother in your family. Now you can't do certain things. But they have those funds that have been they've been saving on the side. So that 2 or 3 months that you were not working, you're still looking for employment. Or even that Uber car now. Can you see like that Uber car that it comes in handy, you know, the kind of decision back and doing nothing.
Okay.
So black tax is not really supposed to be nerve like how
it's not all that bad.
Yes. But if you know how to navigate it properly, communicate with your family members, communicate with the people, the beneficiaries of this money, this stipend that you are sending to on a monthly basis, set boundaries, you are going to enjoy. God will keep on blessing and blessing and blessing and blessing.
Wow.
Because there's order in your finances. God can't bless when there's no order in your finances. It becomes messy, even himself. He just looks at it and like, I don't even know where to start because it's just messy there. Have you ever gone to someone's house that is so messy? Oh, has another mouth challenge.
Yep. Yep. And you're like, eish, what am I supposed to do here? Where's my seat? Where's my
like,
position?
And then you need to say, hey, it's messy, bro. But imagine now God also looking at your finances. Clean up your finances. And you will see God just continually adding and adding and adding and adding.
Wow.
That is what I have for today.
Oh, blessing. Thank you so much for reminding us of our responsibilities and our duties as Christians, actually. Though arguments arise and we want to also come up and say, it's my money. But we need not forget our responsibilities. Thank you so, so much. It is our responsibilities, whether one wants to believe or not. It's our responsibilities to take care of one another. Thank you so much, my sweetheart. Until next week.
Okay. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today. Spreading the gospel through the airwaves. Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.